welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city.
What could possibly go wrong?
I've suddenly realised, is it very clear that I'm saying me, Benji? Is it clear that I'm saying Benji?
Why, what do you think you're saying?
Well, I don't know, is it just, I don't know, as I said it that time, I was like, huh. It's really strange diction. Me, Benji.
Yeah, but obviously I know it's your name, right? So then I know that it's Benji, but maybe not. Do you ever get that when you think, does that word even like sound like the right word?
Oh yeah, when you say a word too many times and you're like, that sounds weird.
Yeah, and you're like, am I saying it right?
Yeah, like banana, banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or penguin, like penguin, penguin.
No, but that's not even a word. That's not a word to start with.
Penguin.
Yeah.
A penguin. Penguin.
Penguin.
Penguin.
No, with an If you've just tuned in, you're listening to my Big Gay Podcast. No, penguin.
Hang on. Say, how do you say it?
Penguin.
Penguin.
No, it's not an ing on the end. There's no G. It ends with an N.
Wait. Penguin. Gwyn.
Whoa. Whoa. I can't decide where the joke is right now. Are you genuinely saying that you thought the animal was called a penguin?
Penguin.
No! Where's the ing coming from? Penguin.
I think this might be a Kent Essex accent situation.
A penguin. Right, we don't have time to argue about this right now. We've wasted a whole 2 minutes arguing about the word penguin. Bloody hell, we'll come back to this another time when I have strength and stronger medication. How are you, mate?
Do you know what? I'm actually feeling really fresh, revitalized, recharged. I actually have a face mask on right now as I'm talking. Got a scented candle by my microphone. Honestly, I'm giving you Zen realness today.
That is the weirdest thing.
What, are you doing the same?
Yeah, I've got iPad, you know, the under eye gels.
Yeah?
I got those on right now.
Shut up.
Oh my goodness, we haven't even FaceTimed or anything. We've literally just done this. That's weird.
We are in sync.
It's gonna be me.
Yeah, because I don't, well, I mean, I do them about once a week, but that's so strange. Oh my God.
I know. Because today I got invited to go to this festival and I thought, you know what? I just want a day off by myself. I want a me day.
Yeah.
And so today I've just been like, went and had a haircut. I've done a face mask. I had a deep cleanse in the shower. I've done a steam. Honestly, I feel amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I love those days, to be honest. The me days.
The me days. So podcasters, highly recommend. If you've not had the me day for a little while, treat yourself to one this week.
Treat yourself. What else have you been up to today?
Well, I do actually have a story because I went to get my hair cut as part of my me day. I think the barber fancies me.
Fancies you?
Why is that the hardest thing to believe?
Sorry, what gave it away that I was not computing? Was it the long pause?
The long pause. You're like, huh, this story doesn't add up.
He's lying, Mary.
But no, I was going to ask you because I thought he was being overly friendly. And I thought, I think he might have the eye for me.
Hang on. Before you go into this story, I do feel like a lot of stories from you come from people paying you compliments and you immediately assuming they're after you.
No, but honestly, because when you go to the barbers, I don't know what it's like to the barbers you go to, but the one I go to is a bit of a straight vibe and they don't really chat and that's totally fine. They're friendly, they're nice, they're polite and they do a really good job, but they're just not really like chatty people. That's totally fine. But this guy that I had today, a new guy, he was so lovely. He kept asking me loads of questions. He wanted to know where I lived, what I've been up to today, have had a busy day. He was giving me compliments. And then at the end, he was like, see you later. I was like, oh, thank you so much. Bye. And as I walked out, I saw in the mirror that he was clocking me, walking out. And then he went, have a lovely evening. So it's like two goodbyes.
Right. Okay.
But I was wearing my tracky bottoms and I haven't had a shave for a few days. So I look quite scally, I'd say. And I always get quite a bit of attention when I have this look.
Huh. So let me just get this right. You arrived and he asked you for your name. And you're like, oh my God, he wants my name. And then he wanted you to confirm your mobile number. And you're like, oh my goodness, he's asking me for my number. Bitch, he was just checking your booking. I mean, I think, I'm trying to think about my hairdresser's female, so obviously that doesn't even come into my thought process.
Bark up the wrong tree, love.
I know.
Yeah. Hang on, but you I had a thing with your barber like a couple of seasons ago. I remember you talking about this.
Oh my goodness, I completely forgotten about him.
Yeah, what ended up with that? You never finished that story off.
Well, it kind of just lives in my memory as one of those dead ends, to be honest.
He exists now only in my memory.
I don't really know what happened. Well, oh no, I do know. Oh my goodness, I do know what happened. So he stopped being a hairdresser, right? And he did tell me on our last date, I mean last appointment, he did say to me, oh, I'm leaving next week. And I was like, oh no, like what are you going to do? And he was going off to do some very high-techy job, which I didn't even remember, if I'm honest with you. You know, when you like glaze over and you're like, I have absolutely no idea what that entails, so I'm not going to remember it. That big office job.
Yeah.
And I went back there like 6 weeks later, because bearing in mind that's like back at home. Whereas when I'm in London, I go somewhere completely different.
Yeah.
I went there and I had the haircut from hell.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Not the same.
Because when you like Insta messaging or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Chatting on Instagram, liking the pictures. Oh my goodness. It was flirtation station. Uh-huh. But he left, so I turned up to the new one knowing he's not going to be there, and oh my goodness, it could not have been any different from being this like sort of thick thighed blonde. He was slightly taller than me but very sort of youthful looking, beautiful 25-year-old. Mm-hmm. I turn up and there's this like 35-year-old, long beard, really greasy hair, considering he's a hairdresser. I was like, okay, that's fine, that's the vibe, seems friendly. He wasn't very friendly. I sat down, and all I'm going to tell you is, you know, when they get the buzzer out, the bzzz, yeah, to like shave the sides. Right. First of all, he didn't ask me what length I wanted.
Uh-huh. Just went for it.
And second of all, he turned it on and just spanned my chair around.
What do you mean?
As in, he held the clippers against my head and just spanned the chair.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
No, nor have I. And I will never see it again. Absolutely awful. And then he finished doing that. And I was like, okay, it's short, but at least I've still got the length on top. He pulled up my fringe and literally cut 3/4 of it off. Gone. I gasped. I was like, ah. And he was like, don't worry, it'll look longer when there's product in it. I was like, oh my goodness, this is the haircut from hell.
Because you don't really wear products.
Well, a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
It was, oh my goodness, it was so bad. So, so bad. I wrote a letter of complaint. I spoke to the owner.
Did you actually?
Yes, I did. Nobody should go. I really feel like it was a homophobic attack. I'm sorry, but who would actually want their hair to look like that? He just made me look like a mug.
I mean, you do that anyway.
I mean, I still look good stood next to you, but...
Ah, there it is.
No, it was really bad. I'm still a little bit... And the funny thing is, I told my new hairdresser in London that story. Hmm. And every time she goes to do it as a joke, she like just clips the buzzers and like goes to spin my chair. And she's like, ah, she's brilliant. She's an icon. Big up to her. Gallant barbers. Love you.
So you and your hairdresser just fizzled into oblivion.
Yeah, well, he's gone very quiet. He's one of these that doesn't really post that much on Instagram. You know, he's like, oh, I don't really use social media.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nothing against people that don't, but I'm a little bit skeptical if you're under like 30 and you say you don't use social media. I'm like, why don't you use it?
Yeah, but I don't really use social media.
Yeah, with a face like yours though. Why would you want to put that up multiple times? I mean, oh, Instagram just keeps shutting you down.
This profile is a hate crime.
How not to look. Yeah, it kind of fizzled out. So anyway, are you going to go back to your hairdresser or?
Yeah, he's a new guy. I've never seen him before. He had really nice curly hair. And I thought, that's what I want in my hair to look like when I have a perm.
Did it look like that?
No, not quite.
No.
But he said, oh, I really like your hair. And I was like, well, I actually really like your hair.
Okay. He said to you that he, as a hairdresser who cuts multiple people's hair a day, likes your hair.
That's what I mean. I think he was trying it on because he was like, oh no, your hair is like a really nice length to style. I can't really style mine because it's too thick and curly. And I was like, well, I wish I had your thick curly hair.
Unlike my Brillo pad that's super glued to my... Super glitched in my skull. End of the party. Guys, we need to mop the floor. All right. Go on, handstand. Bless. Okay, so are you gonna go back and like flirt with him back? What are we gonna do about it?
He was really trying it with me because I was like, I'm in my little zen zone, like I'm just having a little me day. But he was the one that kept initiating conversation, so I think he was keen.
Okay, let's do some role play. Here we go. Let's put some music on. Hey Brad, how are you?
Yeah, good thanks, how are you?
Yeah, I'm much better now, thank you.
Oh, well, cool, nice to see you.
So you've been having a good day?
I've had a great day, thank you. What about you?
Yeah, I've had a good day, not great.
Oh.
What are you up to after this haircut?
I've got to go back. I'm seeing my friend Benji. He's making me record a podcast today.
Okay. You can't... What is the first rule of improvisation?
But what? You got to tell the story. That's the genuine story.
All right, fine. Put the music back on. Oh, that's such a shame. I was wondering if you wanted to go, like, grab a drink.
Oh, yeah, like, what time do you finish?
Now.
Well, can't do now, so I've got to go see Benji, because he's making me do a podcast.
Okay, stop the music. Your flirting skills are atrocious. I appreciate my roleplay ones were not very good, but my roleplay skills, I use them in other places.
And how's that working out for you?
Yeah, great. I'm off down the stable next week.
Oh my God, we need to talk about the stable. We've got updates.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's talk about it after this very quick break.
I honestly cannot stop laughing about the horse fair that we spoke about last week. That image of you doing your Cockney accent, selling the horses, just honestly, just puts a smile on my face when I think about it.
Roll up, roll up. Come on, geezer.
Honestly, it's one of my faves.
Get your mess. Get your mess.
Oh, goodness. But we actually had some messages about that episode, so I'm glad you all enjoyed that story.
Yeah.
But one of the messages that we were not expecting was the owner of the horse fair events got in touch with us and has invited us to go and experience it. For real, so that we know how it all works.
Yeah, although I'll be honest, in the email, it wasn't clear if he meant like come along and like get involved or like come along and like what watch from some sort of like viewing platform. Like, I feel like I need clarity on this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was also talking about he does other events too.
Yeah.
And he does a similar one, but it's set in a prison.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, isn't it when you're like the roles are... Wait, what are the roles? You're like a guard?
Yeah, like similar kind of thing. So if you're like the prison guard, that's basically the stallion kind of character. Ooh. Or you're a certain type of prisoner, like an inmate. And one inmate is like the middleman who like sets up the prison guard and the other prisoner, basically. Right. And then the other one is like the prisoner and you get to see the guard and you get punished.
Oh, my.
Honestly, like, what other themes are they going to do next?
I know. Which one is more... If you had to pick one, which one would you prefer?
Maybe the prison one might be more fun. I think you go in, like, jumpsuits, you know, you get, like, a prisoner outfit, and then, I guess, goes from there, really.
Oh, goshums. Okay.
I know. Which one would you want to do?
I think, for me, the stable sounds a bit more... up my street.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
The only thing I think about with the horse is I do think of like a panto horse. You know, when they're like... So just imagine like me and you in like a pantomime horse costume, like galloping around trying to get bids.
There is nothing sexy about a pantomime horse.
I know. Whereas at least the prison one, I can kind of get on board with that in terms of a bit more of like a sexual role play. I think it's the animal thing. It puts, yeah, I'm not into bestiality, funnily enough. So,
well, I'm not saying that I am. sorry, slander. Can we be careful what we say, please? No, I just think it's a bit more, well, I don't know. But when it comes to prison, right? If you, touch wood, we don't get any more lawsuits and you could potentially end up in prison. But if you did ever end up in prison, do you think you'd become someone who, like, was, you know, ruled the roost, or do you reckon you're going to be their little bitch that drops the soap in the shower?
See, I don't know if I've got like the physical body to rule the roost, because I imagine those prison like top dogs,
daddies,
they're going to be like big, muscular, tattooed, hairy, and I don't have that aesthetic, but I reckon I can be entertaining. So I reckon they'll like me because I'll make everyone laugh and put on a show.
The prison clown.
Exactly, yes, the prison clown. So then everyone will be like, oh no, we don't want to like mess around with Brad or hurt Brad because we like him, he's fun. We like him for the bants.
Do you know what's just come into my head? It's Judi Dench dressed as a clown singing, isn't it rich?
In a prison.
Yes, you're just singing Sending the Clowns. I don't know why that is you.
That is so funny.
Wowza.
But yeah, what about you? I reckon you would do quite well in prison. Like, I think you'd be good at manipulating people.
Wow. Is this because I won the Traitors game?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I do think I would play like a good psychological game.
Yeah.
But I think if anything, I would just make people think that I was so psychotic, they'd just leave me alone to like cry in my cell all day.
Yeah. Because you're really good with your words, whereas I'm just like a bit of a joker.
You don't know what day it is.
Can't even say penguins.
Oh my goodness, penguin. Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's how our roles would go in the prison life, you know?
Yeah, prison life. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh my goodness. Imagine if we were in prison together.
Okay.
We could actually live our Chicago the Musical fantasy.
Go on.
Well, you know, podcasters, there's a little story here. Me and Benji both love Chicago the Musical. If you've not seen the movie, where have you been? Go watch it. It's amazing. And there's been many a time at a house party that we may or may not have put on Chicago and done the finale.
Oh, yeah. And if you have seen the film, the finale, as you know, is the bit with Evan, those like Charleston bejeweled dresses.
Yeah.
With guns, actually.
Yeah, and they do the shotgun bit against the wall and all that. It's amazing. It's so iconic.
But they start with like big fur coats on. I always start with like Brad's duvet around my shoulders. You can live the life you're living. Sultry moment.
Of course, Benji plays the role of Velma, the like the sexy older one who's been around the block. And I play the role of Roxy Hart, like the young ingenue who's like new to the game.
I don't know if that's true.
That is very true. I think I play Roxy really well.
Uh-huh. We'll leave that one. We'll pop a pin in that one for another time, I think. The other one that we like to do, of course, is the Cell Block Tango.
Oh my goodness. I love that number so much. It's so good.
Yeah. It's fun as well because there's, what, there's six of them, I think, six or seven of them.
Yeah.
So we get a couple of characters each. And basically it's the scene where Rock's been put in prison and she meets these other like murderesses and they're saying sort of how they killed their husbands. It's so like,
yeah,
it's sexy and slow but dark.
And you can imagine the movie, like they're all behind the prison bars and they're in like sexy underwear and they all have like a little speech, don't they, about like how they killed their husband.
Yeah, and the opening is all like one word from all their different stories. So it goes, pop, six, squish, Cicero, Lipschitz. That's right, isn't it?
That is really good. Well done.
Thank you.
You are such a fan.
I know.
Proud of you. But I've just had a bit of a brainwave. All this prison chat has got me thinking me and you should do our version of the Cell Block Tango.
Or maybe even My Big Gay Tango.
Oh, I'm here for this. Let's do it.
But Brad, how would that go?
And now, the two gay murderesses from the London County Jail. It's Benji and Brad, and their rendition of My Big Gay Tango.
I would have liked that slightly more sexy, but we'll go with it.
I thought that was sexy.
That was not sexy. Perm. Sex. Ghosted. Pup play. Pikachu. Dave Rich. Perm. Sex. Ghosted. Pup play. Pikachu. Dave Rich. Perm. Sex. Ghosted. Pup play. Pikachu. Dave Rich. Perm. Sex. Ghosted. Pup play. Pikachu. Dave Rich.
There I was in the Two Brewers, and I'm on the dance floor, looking sexy, busting a move to the Venga Boys Megamix. In comes Benji, storming over in a jealous rage, screaming, "You look better than me on the dance floor!" He was crazy, and he kept on screaming, "You look better than me on the dance floor!" And then I ripped out his long ginger pubes. I ripped them out 10 times.
Perm, Sex, Ghosted, Bubbly, Pikachu, Dave Rich. Because my dad. You know how you have some people who... I'm like, taking my headphones out so I can't hear you laughing.
I can't say it seriously.
You know how some people have those hairlines they try to hide? Well, there I was in Freedom Bar Soho one night, minding my own business with Freddie, Frank, Francis, and Felix, taking it in turns on the pole in the corner. When Brad storms in with a fresh new perm, I said, "You perm that hair one more time." Before I even finished my sentence, he grabbed my drink and downed it. He then fell straight to the floor, dead. I guess some gays just can't handle their diet cocaine.
Oh my God. I've got tears rolling down my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. Podcasters, thanks for just letting us do that and entertain ourselves with that.
They're like five seasons in, they've lost it. They have lost the plot.
I'm sure you're just out there like, what are these two boys doing this week?
That was just a very small insight into what happens when we're left alone with alcohol at 6 a.m. in the morning after a house party.
Yeah, that is actually very accurate. Do you remember we kept doing that finale over and over, like practicing, like, what move can we do here? And everyone was just sat there like, what are you doing?
And, I was like, no, from the top. You've got it wrong. From the top. Anyway, enough of this cell block tomfoolery.
Exactly. Basically, what we're saying is, I don't think we should go to that prison sex party because I think we'll just end up doing that.
And what I'm saying is, if there are any producers of Chicago and they're wishing to take it on a UK or European tour, I am open to suggestions and a rewrite. This episode of My Big Gay Podcast is proudly sponsored by the Rainbow Lottery. The Rainbow Lottery supports LGBTQ+ charities across the UK. It is only £1 to play and you could win up to £25,000. Right, gosh, I have not laughed like that hard in quite a while.
But back to reality. We just got a bit carried away.
Back to the podcast. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry for some of those that are driving to work. Like, what is going on? I really apologize. But yes, this year, Brad and I, we sat down and we decided that we wanted to get involved with as many prides as possible this year. And as we all know, Pride season is very much just around the corner. And actually, we've had some quite exciting news, haven't we, in the last couple of weeks that we can actually now share with all of you. Mm. So not that long ago, we were given the opportunity to actually, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, to march in Pride in London, in the main parade.
Yeah.
And whilst getting that opportunity, we also managed to secure an incredible sponsor who has then made all the logistics happen for us. So this is an official announcement that My Big Gay Podcast will be marching for My Big Gay Podcast within Pride in London's parade. That is huge.
That is so big. And listen to you say it in that way actually just makes me a bit nervous because we've got to like plan it all and get all it sorted. But I remember watching London Pride Parade last year, because obviously I go every year.
Yeah.
And I said to my friends, because you weren't there that year, were you? I think you was away.
No.
Working. Yeah. So I said to my friends that were with me at the time, I was like, I really would like to manifest to the universe that My Big Gay Podcast is involved in London Pride next year, because, you know, we are a London-based podcast and we're all things LGBTQ+. And it's happened. So I did put that out there in the universe and here we are. I can't believe it.
Well, look what you've done. No, I'm honestly so excited. Like pre-lockdown, I think I mentioned this before actually, but for 2 years in a row, I hosted part of the parade on a little podium.
Yeah.
So you just like you talk to the crowd, you keep it moving, etc. And I actually don't remember seeing any podcasts that walked along, but what I did see was so many incredible communities I never knew existed.
Yeah.
Like various gay rugby teams, archery, badminton, like all the different sports, as well as all these other incredible charities, communities. Like it was such a parade full of love and representation of everyone. Mm. And I just think it is it is huge that my Big Game Podcast will sit alongside all these people. And we are, well, I speak for myself, but I know you as well, mate. We are so excited to meet people who listen to the podcast finally, who might be in London watching the parade. And if you do come to London and watch the parade, please, please, please give us a shout, give us a wave. We would love to meet you. But I'm also really excited to meet brand new people that have never experienced our podcast, and perhaps it may help them come out or help them feel sort of like included within whatever community they're already in.
Yeah.
So I just think I've got goosebumps talking about it. I'm so excited about it.
I can hear it in your voice. I can hear the smile radiantly coming through the microphone. I'm just feeling the same as you, to be honest. A little bit sort of speechless when it all like happened and like got confirmed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, this is actually happening. This shit, how amazing.
I know. I mean, you were calling me and I was like, what does he want? Do I pick up? No, it's my day off. And you're like, I think it's happened. I was like, what?
Yeah, I know.
check your emails. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, really exciting. And obviously just to like spread the word of the podcast that we are here and that we exist. And as you say, meet so many more members of the community and get some stories to like bring onto the podcast. And yeah, I'm just so excited for it. But I do have a little confession to tell you. These are my confessions. Don't be angry with me. Will you promise?
No, I don't promise. What have you done?
Well, I can't tell you then. You need to promise that you won't be angry with me.
I can't control that. What would you feel like? I'd kidnap your dog.
Could happen.
Yeah, well, right, come on, what have you done?
Right, so you know we had to have that Zoom call with London Pride the other day.
Yes.
Well, the night before, I had a dinner party, didn't I, and it escalated. So you know when we was chatting together on message?
Yeah.
We was on Zoom, weren't we?
Yeah.
But I had my camera off.
Yeah.
I was, I think, still drunk at that meeting.
You were. Do you not remember phoning me?
Did I?
Yeah, we talked.
On the phone?
Yes, and I was like, you sound rough as a dog. Which is why, to be honest, well,
I'd had about 2 hours sleep.
All the truth is coming out now, which is why when we started this podcast, you're like, yeah, I feel fresh as a daisy. I was like, well, that's a very different brand to the one I spoke to yesterday. Yeah, I know, you were hammered.
Yeah, I think on that Zoom call, I had my notepad out, my pen, and I was writing down the notes, but I honestly haven't looked back at them because I think it's all like gobbledygook that I was writing. But luckily you was also on the call, so I think together we can piece together the logistics that we need to know.
Yeah, fair enough.
So sorry about that, but I ended up having one cocktail too many at a dinner party.
Yeah, you did sound rough. I love that you had to wait to confess this on the podcast because you knew I couldn't be too nasty back to you.
Exactly, I didn't want to tell you in the moment.
Whereas off the podcast I would rip you a new one. No, that's all good. I mean, look, it is what it is. It's going to happen as long as we don't break any rules. And I'm looking at you here with this one. We're going to have a great time. And also with our, what we've got, there's 50 of us that are going to be marching. So we're going to have like a mixture of past guests that we want in the future. We're going to get some, just various people, some people that have really helped us with the podcast that have written in. And if you're going to be there, please do let us know. And I think this is actually a really good opportunity to say the person who will remain anonymous for now that is sponsoring us to be able to do the parade, he is somebody that listens to the podcast and he can see the change that it's helping people make in their lives to accept themselves.
Mm.
And, you know, I think this is a really good opportunity because I know he'll be listening to say thank you to him.
Yeah.
Because we do put a lot of effort into the podcast and we genuinely, genuinely want to make a space for people to come and listen and feel accepted and listen to problems. Some of them are very funny, some of them are very crude, some of them may be irrelevant to your life, but they're all part of the community. And I think thank you to him to give us this opportunity now to really go out and scream about this podcast. And I really, really hope to see as many of you there as possible.
Just to be serious, just for a minute, because I know we do have a lot of fun on the podcast and we're all about celebrating the fun side of being gay, but I do think we have to come together this year. There's just a lot of negative press for our trans community, for the drag queens, sort of being under sort of attack as well. And we just got to be loud and proud and be visible. You know, we've got to not back down from all this negative media and the hatred that's really starting to rise up.
So true.
I'm feeling really passionate about it this year because the tweets that I see online and the comments and the messages, and it really, really infuriates me. But we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're going to throw a big party and let the whole world know we're here to stay.
Yeah, and that we celebrate everyone for who they are uniquely. Mm-hmm. So true. Change actually has to happen. Don't just talk about it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh gosh, we got a little bit political there.
We got a little bit deep there.
Do you like it deep?
I don't like it when it goes too deep, no. No. Hello, second seal.
No. Oh my goodness.
Do you remember that story?
Oh my goodness. How quickly we can go from being so serious to...
No. We are being serious. We are here for Pride and we're really excited. And yeah, we're going to be shouting for our trans community and all the other parts of the wonderful community from the rooftops.
Ever wondered what a rainbow might sound like? Chimes? Harps? How about a chorus of 100 LGBT plus good causes on the Rainbow Lottery? It only costs £1 to play, and 50p goes to help people living with HIV, safe housing, human rights, pride groups, and many more. And guess what? You could win 25 grand each week. Go on, contribute to our chorus of great causes and win on rainbowlottery.co.uk. Players must be 18 or over. Always play responsibly, you lovely lot.
But as well as London Pride, Brad, obviously we, like I said, we wanted to get involved with as many as possible, and we still have some in the pipeline.
Mm.
But another Pride, which I'm also super excited, which is slightly later on in the year, which we have been asked to get involved with, is, drumroll, Channel Island Pride.
Wow!
I know.
I am so excited because it's been hosted in Jersey, which, as we know, is your hometown.
Yes.
And I've never been to Jersey before, so I get to come to your hometown and cause a ruckus.
I mean, yeah, that bit I'm not so excited about. I might have to warn the border control when you're coming in. I know them, we're great friends. But no, yes, you're right. Channel Island Pride, it's being hosted in Jersey this year, and it is going to be huge. There's a main stage, there's a cabaret stage. It's really, really big. And I would love for Channel Island Pride to become a destination, a little bit like Gran Canaria is, where people go have a good time. But the thing is, Jersey is so unique, and I think it's going to offer a whole different sort of pride experience that no other pride that I know of can offer. It is a beautiful island. It is mainly beaches. They are beautiful beaches. It is sunny. You get a great tan, but it's also a bit more of a chilled atmosphere. So if there are those people of the community that don't particularly like the scene in Gran Canaria and that's not for them, but they still want to go and have an amazing party which might not be in a hometown near them, I cannot recommend Jersey enough. It is so easy to get there. It's a half hour flight. It is still the British pounds. You don't have to worry about like changing currency. It's just, it's beautiful. And I would definitely recommend turning it into a whole weekend. There's stuff going on the whole week, as far as I'm aware, although it's still being finalized. There are some drag brunches going on. There's some drag bingo. It's going to be an amazing week celebration. So it's in September. We'll put more information on our Instagram and obviously talk about it properly next week. But it is in September. If you can come, I would definitely book it off and get your flights. I looked earlier and flights were like 20 quid.
That is so cheap.
It's so cheap. It's so worth it. Honestly, I can't shout about it enough. And also, we will be there.
I was about to say that we are both going to be there. And I actually can't wait for that. Honestly, I've always wanted to go to Jersey anyway. You speak so highly of it. And I know that, as what you've been saying, that they're really throwing everything to this Pride, aren't they? And it's going to be huge. So
yeah,
we're going to be there.
We will be there.
Waving our flag.
We will be there. And once we know more, we will absolutely share more. And like I said, we'll bring it up properly on the podcast probably next week. But check the dates, check your diaries, and get it in the diary if you can come. We would love to see you there. Gosh, what an episode. We've talked about Pride, our own lyrics and rewrite of Chicago. We're going to prison. We're going to the stable. I feel like the rest of our yearly diary has already been booked in for us.
Booked up. We've got no gaps anywhere else.
No, we haven't. Oh, something I didn't tell you about. Did you know I won the Rainbow Lottery again?
You're joking.
No, I've won it twice now. I won money the first time, and this time I've won, it was like two or three extra tickets.
You're so lucky. You always win at stuff. You won the Traitors Games Night as well. You're just a winner, baby.
Hey, the Traitors, that was not luck. That was pure skill, and I won't hear anything else said against that. All right.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Lucky for you, that is the end of this week's episode. If you don't already, why not? Please head over to our Instagram. It's at Big Gay Podcast, or you can head over to our website, which is mybiggaypodcast.com.
And have you been to the prison sex parties? If you have, let us know about them. We're very interested and we want to find out more. So get in touch.
Or have you just been to prison? Get in touch. But like I said, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. Until next time,
see you next Wednesday.
Now, just in case we do get picked up on this idea and we rewrite the entire Chicago soundtrack, what other songs could we put in?
Okay, well then the opening number would be All That Jizz.
Nice. I was also thinking They Both Reached for the Cum.
Very good, very good. Is there a fisting scene in Chicago?
No, there is not a fisting scene in Chicago.
Well, that is such a shame, because then I thought we could maybe do All I Care About Is Glove. My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ plus community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate, we're trying to thank our following, not send them running.